here's a story from The World.
Most Italians are shuttered indoors today. That's because Italy saw a 15% spike in COVID cases last week, powered by more contagious coronavirus variants. Meanwhile, Italy, Germany, and France have all suspended the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports that several people who received the vaccine developed blood clots. Dr. Mariangela Simao with the World Health Organization said it's routine to look into any potential adverse side effects when they occur. She also said the general data has not found a higher rate of blood clots linked to the vaccine.
We are saying this is a precautionary measure because we are still investigating.
For the latest, we reached out to Dr. Barry Bloom, former dean of the Harvard School of Public Health. I asked him to describe the surge we're now seeing in Europe.
The surge is not unexpected, as a variant that was originally found in the UK called B117, which seems to spread about 50% more rapidly and produce more serious consequences when people are sick, is spreading across the continent, and hence the concern about the AstraZeneca vaccine is a major concern.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. Italy, France, and Germany have all suspended the use of AstraZeneca. I mean, what impact is that likely to have?
So AstraZeneca is the least expensive of the vaccines. It only requires refrigerator temperature. It can be stored for a couple months. So for getting a vaccine out quickly, even though it's a two-dose vaccine, it's very appealing. What has happened is that in the last months, there have been reports of excessive clotting thrombosis, 22 reports from multiple countries, and all had the AstraZeneca vaccine. And that has caused a kind of panic in the countries because of alarm raised in the press.
I mean, a lot of experts still say the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine outweigh the risks. Do you agree with that? And do you also understand why countries like Italy and France have suspended its use for the time being?
How does one know whether when you vaccinate 3 million people with the AstraZeneca vaccine and somebody dies of a heart attack and somebody gets thrombosis and somebody has a stroke and somebody commits suicide? How do you know if that's related to the vaccine? It turns out it's pretty hard. And the way WHO has dealt with it is you ask, what is the rate we know about heart attacks or strokes or suicide or thrombosis prior in those countries to there being the availability of a vaccine or COVID? And the answer is it's very, very low. And if 3 million people are vaccinated and only 22 got thrombosis, that turns out to be statistically in the same range that would happen if there were no vaccination in the same countries. That is not proof that the vaccine didn't do that, but what it certainly is evidence that it hasn't raised the level of thrombosis greater than would be expected if there were no vaccine. And on that basis, WHO is saying there is yet no evidence that the vaccine caused the thrombosis. From a science point of view, lack of evidence is not evidence that the vaccine isn't making harm. And that leads to the uncertainty that these countries have.
So how long will it take to answer that question to see whether scientists can connect the dots? In other words, how long do you think this suspension of AstraZeneca vaccine will last?
At the technical level, I think what one wants to know is, did they all come from the same batch? Did they all come from the same manufacturer? That is, could some artifact have occurred in one batch or in one factory that makes the vaccine that could explain it? And I would point out that the U.S. had received an early request for approval of the AstraZeneca vaccine, and there had been problems with getting detailed information that the US FDA requires. And that has led AstraZeneca to run a trial in the US. So we will get pretty good data, I think, by the toughest review standards on the AstraZeneca vaccine, perhaps in a month or so. And we will be looking very hard, I am sure, for thrombosis of that vaccine as produced in the US and tested on people in the U.S.
Dr. Barry Bloom is former dean of the Harvard School of Public Health. Thank you very much for your explanations.
Happy to be helpful, and be safe and get your vaccine.
From PRX.